Finally today, there are those moments where the echoes of history ring loud and true. And it feels very much that way right now, as the issue of civil rights is taking center stage both in the argument over gay marriage at the Supreme Court and in protests on the streets of Baltimore.
And 50 years ago this month in Boston, civil rights also took center stage in the Massachusetts legislature when the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke to Beacon Hill lawmakers. It was the first time King had ever spoken to a legislative body.
Let me hasten to say that I come to Massachusetts not to condemn, but to encourage.
That's Representative Carlos Gonzalez, a member of the state's Black and Latino Legislative Caucus. Yesterday, the caucus marked the 50th anniversary of King's address by reading the speech once again in the Massachusetts House chamber.
It was from these shores that the vision of a new nation conceived in liberty was born. And it must be from these shores that liberty must be preserved, and the hearts and the lives of every citizen preserved through the maintenance of opportunity and through the constant creation of those conditions that will make justice and brotherhood a reality for all of God's children.
King spoke a little over a month after the 1965 Bloody Sunday march from Selma to Montgomery, where nonviolent protesters were attacked by police. Even now, in 2015, King's words feel prescient. Here's State Senator Linda Dorsina Forey reading the section of King's speech where he warns what could happen when so many Americans are constantly fighting a nagging sense of nobodiness.
For them, it is often difficult to hear the pleas of nonviolence. These are the people that may rise up because they feel that they have nothing to lose. They see life as nothing but a long and desolate corridor with no exit sign. We have a responsibility to give these people a sense of belonging, a sense of somebodiness, and a feeling that they do count. In the midst of this social change, I will continue, and I can assure you that the civil rights leaders generally will continue to preach a doctrine of nonviolence. We believe firmly that violence creates many more social problems than it solves. And may I say to people all over this nation that if the Negro succumbs to the temptation of using violence in his struggle, unborn generations will be the recipients of a long and desolate night of bitterness, and our chief legacy to the future will be the endless reign of meaningless chaos.
But King concluded his speech by saying he still had faith in America. He believed the nation would solve the problem of racial injustice. Yesterday, Representative Byron Rushing read the final part of the address where King echoed words from Massachusetts state history and from his own famous 1963 I Have a Dream speech.
Yes, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome with your help. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne, yet the scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown standeth God, within the shadows keeping watch above his own. With this faith we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to speed up the day when all of God's children, all over this nation, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last."
Members of the Massachusetts Black and Latino Legislative Caucus read the address given by Dr. Martin Luther King to the Massachusetts legislature 50 years ago on April 22nd, 1965. We've got a link to the full transcript of the speech at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Doug Tribou.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.